Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Our next guest is the host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. You see him all over the place, break it down, college football and the NFL. Drop it on by is our friend Ross Tucker. Ross, good morning.
DA, how are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. Thanks so much for joining us. And we begin with last night's Bucks game and the Chiefs. And at the end of the game, Tony Romo said he expects these two teams to be back in Tampa for the Super Bowl. Can you envision a scenario where Tampa Bay makes the Super Bowl right now?
I think that's really unlikely. And I say that because, you know, they're not going to win that division. So they're going to be a wild card, which means three road playoff games to get to the Super Bowl. I just don't see that happening. I mean, is it possible? Yeah, I think they're talented enough. And I think that they could get it together. We've seen like how they played against the Packers earlier in the year, that they can play at a really high level from time to time. I just don't see them being able to do that three games in a row, including likely, you know, you're talking about like at an NFC West team, like the Seahawks or Rams, or at the Packers, and then maybe at the Saints again, who have beaten them badly twice. So I don't think that's very likely.
When it comes to the day or the week in the NFL, this was a doozy when it comes to COVID, and we start in Denver with the Broncos. Do you believe that the NFL was trying to send a message to the Broncos by not postponing this game?
No, I think the NFL was sticking with their protocol, which is that they're not going to move a game for competitive reasons. They're going to move a game for health and safety reasons, right? So the Ravens couldn't play Thursday night because they didn't want the Ravens to travel and play in a game when new positives were popping up every day because of the outbreak that they evidently had on some level in their facility. So they didn't want those guys traveling to Pittsburgh, whether that was Thursday night or yesterday, and potentially getting more guys sick. Whereas for the Broncos, it was really just Driscoll who tested positive. The other guys just did a very silly thing, and they went in the facility on their own and didn't have their masks on and did something together so that they were considered high-risk contacts, and so they were ineligible to play yesterday. I think the NFL did the right thing 100%. If they sent a message to anyone, it was to the entire NFL. Listen, if you follow the rules and if it's not a health and safety thing, we're going to play the game. If it's a competitive thing, then that's on you. Don't have all quarterbacks together on Tuesday without their masks on and have high-risk contacts.
The rest of the way for this regular season, it feels like these NFL teams will have to have one quarterback that's isolated, right, for the rest of the way that's not with the rest of the guys?
Well, they should have already had that, which is another reason why I don't have a lot of sympathy for the Broncos. I mean, number one, for all those guys to get together on their own and be within, you know, 6 feet of each other for 15 minutes without masks on is pretty silly, knowing what we know now and knowing what the rules are. And then they don't have another option. I mean, the Eagles, for the first, like, 10 weeks of the year, they were paying Josh McCown to get in on all their meetings via Zoom. I think it was $12,000 or $20,000 a week just to be their emergency quarterback in case something like this happened. I mean, think it through a little bit. That's very little amount of money to make sure you're covered in a situation like this, but the Broncos didn't have the foresight. So, yeah, every team already should be doing something like that. DA, that's number one. And then number two, I really think, you know, it's December 1st tomorrow. I think they should get every team, should get all the guys in a hotel, and it's just hotel, facility, that's it. Kind of like going to the NBA bubble. It'll be tough to be away from your family for a month, but to finish the year, get all these games in, get all your money, and you'll be able to be with your family, you know, the next 9 months after that. Seems to me like it'd be worth it because we're getting to a really dangerous time here now.
Ross Tucker joins us this morning on the show. I think you're right, and I think that's a really good idea by you because after the Broncos situation playing without a quarterback, the Niners don't have a home stadium to play in anymore, and we moved a Thursday night game to a Tuesday night, which means that we've got more games to move next weekend as well for the Steelers and Ravens. Does it feel like a bubble for the playoffs is inevitable?
I think they should do it right now. And it doesn't have to be a bubble like the NBA or the NHL did. It just has to be that the players are in the hotel. And they rent out a hotel. There's nobody else in the hotel other than the tier one people. So if all you do is go facility, hotel, hotel, facility, nobody else is allowed in the hotel or the facility, and you're tested every day, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. And really, look, the families, I get it, but the families don't want to get it either. The families don't want to give it to their husband and maybe miss out on games. I mean, they get it. It'd be a tough month. There's no question, but that's what Zoom and all that stuff was created for, FaceTime. And I think, you know, desperate times call for desperate measures. I think they should do it for December and for the playoffs.
How bizarre, curious, ridiculous was the end of the game management for the end of the game for Anthony Lynn and the Chargers yesterday in Buffalo?
Yeah, so I talk to Anthony every week for, I think, a couple years on my radio show and really like him. Awesome human being, great man. But there's just too many mistakes there. I mean, they also, early in the game, DA, they called a timeout before punting it. They called a timeout before deciding to kick a field goal. Some of their decisions for when to go for it and when to not don't make any sense to me at all. And then the end of the game, which he called a miscommunication, you had they catch a Hail Mary on 4th and 27, and then they run the ball. I mean, literally the only thing you couldn't do. Okay, they run it. Then they spike it. Then Justin Herbert tries to run a quarterback sneak while the offensive line is pass blocking. I mean, I've seen a lot in my time in the NFL. I mean, it's been 20 years. I've been associated with it now. That was bad news, Bears stuff, man. The last 45, anybody didn't check it out, check it out on NFL Game Pass. The last 45 seconds of that Chargers build, that was unintentionally hilarious. I mean, that was like bad news, Bears stuff at the NFL level.
Ryan Pace, Matt Nagy, Mitch Trubisky. Do any of the three survive until 2021?
Probably not, but I think Nagy, I would give him another year. Pace is gone. Trubisky, gone. Think about this, okay? Nagy was 12-4 his first year, 8-8 last year, and what has he really had? I mean, they have one of the two or three worst quarterback situations in the league, up there with like Jacksonville and the Jets or whatever you want to say. Two or three worst running back situations in the league. Montgomery's not very good. Two or three worst offensive lines in the league. And because of Allen Robinson, I'll say that maybe they're just bottom 10 at wide receiver. They're not two or three worst at wide receiver. They're bottom 10 because of Allen Robinson. That's really bad, man. I mean, that makes it awfully hard to score points. If you're one of the two or three worst in the entire NFL at all of those position groups, like if I got the Bears GM job, and by the way, I'm available, just give me a call. If I got the Bears GM job, I probably would keep Nagy for a year after I got him a new quarterback and got him a better offensive line to see what he could do. And if it didn't work out, then I'd fire him after the year and get my own guy in there.
Finally, this Titans team, they had a big moment yesterday and they took the sledgehammer to the Colts. What does it tell you about where the Titans are heading into December?
Well, they're playing really well now. That's 2 weeks in a row. Impressive wins on the road in Baltimore. Their defense still isn't great, which is why I don't envision the Titans going on a playoff run again. They obviously have a great chance now to win the AFC South, but their defense still leaves a lot to be desired. But offensively, man, I mean, A.J. Brown's a monster. We know what Derrick Henry is. And their OC, Arthur Smith, that's just one thing that jumps out to me about this year. Obviously, it seems like the best teams have the best quarterbacks, but then the teams that maybe don't have the best quarterbacks that are still good, it's like Brian Daboll in Buffalo, Arthur Smith in Tennessee. Those guys seeming like, you know, that Cole Beasley touchdown pass yesterday in Buffalo, or the last touchdown of the first half for Tennessee where Arthur Smith fakes it to Derrick Henry and Tannehill walks in for a touchdown. Those guys are just dialed in right now. I mean, they are thinking ahead of the team that they're playing against.
Yep, really impressive day for the Tennessee Titans. You know, you work with MyFrontPageStory.com, and now that the holidays are here, it's a pretty cool gift idea, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, we talk about it around the Super Bowl usually for Valentine's Day, but I know this year, especially with socially distancing and everything, please, guys, if you haven't checked it out yet, go to MyFrontPageStory.com. You literally talk to a professional writer for 10 to 15 minutes while you're about to drive through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru or whatever. You tell them how great your wife is or your mom or your dad or whoever, and then they write the most unbelievable story about them. It's framed. It looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper, and when you hand it to them and they see a picture of them and this story on the cover of a newspaper, and you say, hey, babe, I want to do something special for you. I had a story written about you. That's like the coolest thing you can ever say to somebody when you're giving them a gift. I had a story written about you. Who does that? Who has a story written about somebody? And then when they read it and they see your quotes in print, my sister and I got one with my mom. When my mom saw the quotes from my sister, when she read the story about, I wouldn't be the woman I am today if it wasn't for my mom, she just started bawling, man, bawling. She will cry. You will win. MyFrontPageStory.com.
Excellent. You do a great plug for them. You are obviously very, very passionate about this.
Well, I bought three of them, dude, and my buddy started the business. I invest in the business. I think it's awesome. I don't know, like literally, I don't know why everybody doesn't get one. Maybe not everybody thinks like a story or whatever is as cool as I do, but everyone I've seen that guy has gotten one so far absolutely loves it. Plus, I love writing. I love newspapers. Like, I'm kind of old school that way. And by the way, everybody's parents, they love it. Like, you're, whoever's listening right now, your parents love the newspaper. Get them their own cover story, MyFrontPageStory.com.
I was going to say, the only thing that you love more than MyFrontPageStory.com is Jarrett Patterson of the Buffalo Bulls.
Dude, how about that? Can you
believe
that?
You were on the call for Buffalo Kent State CBS Sports Network, and you were going crazy for Patterson to set the NCAA record.
Oh, man, it's such a shame. Their coach, Lance Leipold, such a great guy. He's such an awesome coach. He didn't know. Nobody relayed the word to him. He would have won. He was one or two carries away from breaking the all-time yards in a game and all-time touchdown mark. Yeah, he would have gotten both on the same. He would have beaten Samaje Perine's 427, and he would have gotten 9 touchdowns. And unfortunately, the coach didn't know. He's sitting at 409 and 8 touchdowns, and he's 18 yards away, and they take him out on the 20-yard line. Oh. He literally had 2 carries on that drive. I thought for sure they knew, okay, this is awesome. We're about to see history. But they didn't know, and they took him out. And I was I was devastated is an understatement. I encourage people to check out my social media. At Ross Tucker NFL, you can see it. But, yeah, man, that was like the biggest tease ever. I mean, like, we're all, like, anticipating it's going to happen. We're going to see history. And then they took him out. I was like, what? What is happening? No, please put him back in. I had a whole strategy where they could get a holding penalty so that they could go back yardage and he could still get it. But it was not meant to be, unfortunately.
Check out at Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter for this clip. It's phenomenal from the CBS Sports Network broadcast from Buffalo Kent State over the weekend. It's great. At Ross Tucker NFL, Ross is apoplectic that they are not getting the carries and the record for Patterson. It's phenomenal. It's always good to catch up, Ross. Appreciate the time, my man. Thanks so much.
Of course. Anytime, man. You know that. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Ross Tucker joining us this morning here on the DA Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.